Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Master Shani Daf Nun Dalet. We're starting about the eighth line with the words Rabavo Amar and the Vilna Torah Daf. It's on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, about a quarter of the way up from the bottom. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Pasav Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shadav Naliyah. Now yesterday we were discussing whether or not one can give their Meiser Rishain to a Kain. Now we continue with this. Rabavo Amar Rabavo says Espalgun Rabbi Shuv Ben Chananya and Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah. Rabbi Shuv Ben Chananya and Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah argue about this. Rabbi Shuv Ben Chananya Amar, he tells us Ein Nois and Meiser Lekuna. One is not allowed to give Meiser Rishain to a Kain. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Amar, he says Nois and Meiser Lekuna, one is allowed to give Meiser Rishain to Kain, and must Rabbi Shimon Chananya or Blaz Ben Azariah. Rabbi Shimon Chananya asked Blaz Ben Azariah, Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vachaltam Oise Bechal Makayim, you can eat it in any place. This is referring to Meiser Rishain, and that's Mashma, Baiva Eichlaim Bekever, that you can bring it and eat it in the Kever. And obviously, a Kain isn't allowed into a Beis HaKvaris, so it can't be that a Kain's allowed to eat Meiser Rishain because he's not able to fill this part of the Pasuk. So Amrali, he responded to him, Ma Bechal Makayim, what does the Pasuk mean when it says it can be eaten in any place? Ba'azara, it means it can be eaten in the Azara, even though Yisrael doesn't have access to Azara unless he needs to bring a carbon, for example. Nonetheless, a Kayin is allowed to eat it in the Azara, and that's what the Pasuk's telling us. Nothing to do with the Kever. So Amalei, he told him back, V'haksiv, what the Pasuk tells us, Atem ubeischem, you and your house. And a house is referring to a woman. V'isha nechas la'azara, a woman goes into Azara? No, women are very, very seldomly found in the Azara. And so it can't be that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Now we continue discussing this. Rav Baal hav mishtaya han uvda. Rav Baal used to relate the following story over. Rav Elazar ben Azariah hav a yalef mesev ma'aser de Chadagina. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who was a Kayin, he used to receive Meiser Rishain from a particular garden. There were two entrances into this garden. One of them was open to a Tomei place, and one of them was open to a Tara place. So obviously, Rav Elazar ben Azariah could only use one entrance. Now, Nafak Rabbi Kiva Gabe, Rabbi Kiva went out to the garden owner, and normally he told him, you have to open this one and close that one. Meaning, close the one that Rav Elazar ben Azariah has access to, and only leave the one open, which goes through a place that's Tomei, and that's going to prevent Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah from being able to get his Meiser. And in Asa, if he comes to receive his Meiser, Amar Leh, you should tell him, Baba Derech Hazu, come this way, meaning come the Tomei way. And in Shalch Talmidei, if he sends a Talmud of his, who's not a Kain, to pick up the Meiser Rishain for him, Amar Leh, you should tell him, Atem Ksev, the Pasuk says Atem, meaning I'm only going to give it to you directly, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and not to your Shliach. And when this actually happened, Shamar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah heard this, Va'amar, and he said, Martza da Kiv ben Yosef Balakan, the strap or the whip of Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef has come here. I see from here that Rabbi Kiva argues with me and that a Kayin is now to receive Meiser Rishain. And because of this, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Chayzer, but Isa Shah at that time, Hechzer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah called Meiser Shinatal. He returned all the Meisers that he had received up until then. Now, Amar Yisrael ben Elazar, Yisrael ben Elazar said on this situation, Kashrusa bai Mulai, that if one wants to boil a pot of water, he needs to use a lot of wood to get it boiling. Take out the word Saba, that's not part of the Girsa, whereas the Kisa Minei Ubei. If it's already hot, the only thing he needs is kisa, which is small pieces of wood. When you put a pot of water on the fire, you have to crank the flame really high in order to get it hot. But once it's hot, you could put it on a low flame and it will just stay hot. And a similar thing, nundan obez on top, called gomer de loik via b'shaita, loik via. Any coal that didn't catch on and start burning in the beginning is not going to do so at the end unless you fire it up for a long time. And both of these are trying to get the same point across, namely that once Rabbi Kiva gave the final psak that a kain is not allowed to take Meiser Rishain, he made sure that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah got rid of all the Meisers that he had right away and didn't wait a long time, because when you wait a long time for something, it's much more difficult to follow through. Now going back to the Mishnah, we had said there's machlokes b'sham beis hillel. If a person has a dish that had Meiser Rishain cooked into it, is a chayv in beer. B'sham said yes, and beis hillel said no. And we get a clarity of this. Hakol ma'idin, both of them agree, b'pas v'shemen, that if the dish is either bread or has oil of Meiser Rishain in it, shutzar chavayr, that he has to actively be mevayr it b'shas beer. That's because it lasts a very long time. Whereas b'yayin v'tavlin, if it has wine or spices of Meiser Rishain in it, shukim mevur, it's like it's already mevur, because these things are not recognizable in the dish, so it's already like it went through beer. And ma'pligin, so what's a machlekes b'sham beis hillel, b'tavshil, with just a regular dish that has other Meiser Rishain produce in it. B'sham says sarch levayr, you have to actively be mevayr it. Whereas b'sham says ain sarch levayr, one doesn't have to actively be mevayr it, because it's going to go bad in a couple of days, and that's considered like it's beer. And lastly, the Mishnah had said b'sham sarch chal on al kesef achulu. B'sham said if a person has produce of Meiser Rishain nowadays and reaches man beer, he has to mechal it onto money. Whereas Beis Hillel said no. Ma'atam de Beishamai, what's Beishamai's source? That's because the pasuk says v'tzarta kesef bilvad biyadcha. As we see, the Meiser Rishain should be in money form. Ma'atam de Beis Hillel, what's Beis Hillel's reasoning? That's because afil mechaloi mahu mayol. Even if you can mechal the produce onto the money, what does that help you? You can't do anything with money in Meiser Rishain anyway. So what's the point of being mevayr the money of Meiser Rishain as opposed to the fruits? And therefore, nowadays you can mevayr it in produce form, because once again, anyway, you can't use it. And moving on to halacha dalad, we continue discussing beer. The Mishnah tells us Amar Rabbi Yehuda says Barishain originally, they would send the following message to all the Baalabatim in all the outlying areas, Maru Hari, Veskinu Perisechem, Anshalot Hagia Shasabir, and fix up all your produce before Shasabir comes. Namely, this message was that if you have produce that has not yet reached Gemar Malacha, you have to quickly finish processing it, take off the relevant Maisers, and do what you need to do with them before Shasabir comes. Now, this was only Ad Shabar Bikiva, until Bikiva came along, Velimed and taught, Shakala Peres Shaloi Bola Onus HaMaisres, that if the produce hadn't yet reached Onus HaMaisres, Paturim and Abir, it's Pater from Beer. Namely, if the produce wasn't yet fully processed, so it wasn't even Chayv in Maiser, it's not Chayv in Beer either, and therefore there's no rush. The only thing you want to do before Shasabir is if your produce was already Chayv in Maiser, so then separate the relevant Maisres and do whatever you need to do with them. But if it hasn't yet reached Onus HaMaisres, its processing isn't finished yet, no problem, you don't have to worry, it's not Chayv in Beer. Another din regarding Beer, Mishai Peres of Rechaikin Menu, someone whose produce is very far away from him and it's time of Beer, Tzarech Likreis Lan Shem. He has to officially be Kari Shem, meaning he has to officially designate them as they're supposed to be designated, even though he's not there. And here we have a story which is somewhat famous because the Gemara brings it up in numerous situations. There's a story with Rav Gamliel and a number of other Zakenim that were on a ship and it was time for Beer. And Rav Gamliel said, Yizr Shani Asud Lamud, the tenth that I'm going to separate from Maaser Rishon, Nasan LeYeshua, is given to Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was with him on the boat and he was a Levi. And so Rav Gamliel was saying, the tenth of my Maaser that I need to separate is officially separated and belongs to Rabbi Yeshua. And Mekayim Muskar Lai, the place where it's located in my house is rented to Rabbi Yeshua, and that way the Maaser is actually considered given to Rabbi Yeshua because he acquires it due to the fact that this place is now rented to him. And Rabbi Gamliel continued saying, Yizr Shani Asud Lamud, Nasan LaKiva Ben Yosef, Shiz Kabayla Niyim, Umakayim Muskar Lai. The tenth of Maaser Ani that I'm going to separate is given to Rabbi Kiva, said he should be Zaychen it for the Aniyim. He was a Gabbat Staka, so we're able to do this, and its place is rented to him as well. And now Rabbi Yeshua said, Yizr Shani Asud Lamud, the tenth that I'm going to separate is Trumas Maaser, Nasan Elazar ben Azariah is given to Elazar ben Azariah, who was a Kayin and he was there, Umakayim Muskar Lai, and its place is rented to him. And once they finished all of this, Nun Hayamun Alf on top, the Mishnah says, when Iskabu Zemi Zeschar, they received money from each other to complete the rental of this place wherever the Maaser was located, and that way it's considered like they all acquired these relevant Maaseres because now it's considered to be in their Rishus. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.